You're listening to SBS News. It was on Monday evening that two Indian families from Sydney and Brisbane reunited at scenic Moonee Beach in northern New South Wales to spend their summer holidays together. Among the family friends were two girls aged 15 and 17 and a 15-year-old boy. When they and another family member got into trouble in the water, 45-year-old Mohammed Guzzuddin ran into the sea to try to save them. His brother-in-law, Syed Raf, followed him in, but both men were no match for the deadly current. While the three teenagers survived, the two men had to be pulled from the surf and could not be revived. A third man, 28-year-old Mohammed Abdul Janaid, is also feared drowned, but his body has not been found. The Indian Muslim Association of Australia's Arshad Khan says the drownings have left the community appalled.
Everyone's in a shock because this is not the first incident in the last 2.5 months. This is the third incident now. On the 1st of October, we had one of our very close associate of our community hit down in Stanwell Park.
Local police and volunteers from the Surf Lifesaving Association and Marine Rescue are still searching for the third man. New South Wales Police Inspector Brendan Gorman says weather conditions were the worst for swimming.
The tide was running out, so the creek was running quite fast. And as you said, there was quite a lot of rain the night before, so that rain was in the creek. Plus also the dirt and sediment within the creek. It was very murky, but it was running very fast. The creek was running very fast.
The families originally came from the Indian city of Hyderabad. In Australia, Mr. Guzzuddin and Mr. Raf lived in Sydney's Auburn, while Mr. Janaid had come from Brisbane. Arshad Khan, with the Indian Muslim Association of Australia, says their families in India have been devastated to hear the news.
Yes, we are in touch with them. Some of the family members are trying to reach here to attend the funeral. It took us a while to pass on the news because we are 5.5 hours ahead. And it was late in the night when we informed, or early in the morning.
In the aftermath of the drownings, Surf Lifesaving Australia is calling again for people to be cautious when visiting beaches this summer. The organisation says 52 coastal drownings were recorded last summer, the highest total in 14 years. This year, 35 deaths have been recorded since July, 6 below the same period last year. Surf Lifesaving Australia's Shane Dorr says even one drowning is too many.
We really need people to stop, look and plan. First thing that we want you to do is when you're going somewhere is just stop and have a look. Is there any rip currents? And most people can't identify a rip current anyway. So then we want you to have a bit of a look and just see, is there any other hazards? Is there waves rocking in? Is there any other dangers? Is there a patrolled beach nearby? And then more importantly, put in place a plan. So even before you leave home, do you know where you're going?
Arshad Khan says coming from other countries, migrants are clearly not familiar with Australian beaches.
Where we come from, in the mainland in India, we don't have any beaches, so the people out there aren't really experienced how to swim in an ocean or a sea or the beaches. They have lack of information and they must be educated about this, because these people here who come on student visas or new migrants aren't aware of all these incidents that can happen up here, about the dangers that can happen at these sites. So they should be educated, there should be more effort needs to be done to avoid all these sort of incidents.
The community has organised prayers for the deceased this evening at Lakemba Uniting Church in Western Sydney. Greg Dyett, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.